Well, our primary objective and goal is support the families of fallen officers, law enforcement officers who've been killed in the line of duty. And when I say support them, I mean encompass them with letting them know, you know, that they're not alone, that their fallen officer will certainly never be forgotten, and just to support them through their journey of grief. We helped prepare them and get them ready for the National Police Week in Washington in May. And if by chance there has to be a trial or whatnot, we would support them through that.
Does this involve material support for survivors and family through agencies of any kind? How does that work?
Yes, it involves, you know, we have supported them financially. We also support them by just of contacting them and being there for them and being there with them. We also do scholarships for our cops' kids and the spouses of the fallen officers. We do certainly a line of duty death benefit, which involves money. And we support them by having our yearly support service down in Ocean City for a weekend. We're getting ready to do a weekend retreat for our first-year survivors in preparing them and helping them to get ready for National Police Week, where their fallen officer's name will be put on the memorial, the national memorial.
This past year has been a hopeful one for police and their families, as we see national figures are very low compared to other years. They have gone down from the year before, and that sounds like it would be, and it, apparently it's also been borne out in Maryland from what we can see. Line of duty deaths in Maryland, there was only one that we know of, Baltimore County Officer Jason Schneider, who was shot in Catonsville in August. These are all very, very positive, hopeful signs, I would think you would say.
And absolutely, and we're so very grateful for that. Certainly, along with some of the missions that we do, is certainly educate the public about police awareness and supporting them and respecting and supporting the jobs that they do every day for us.
What does the public need to know about police work that you think is a message that needs to be reinforced?
Well, a message that needs to be reinforced is they really are doing their job to protect us, the citizens here in the state of Maryland.
I understand, and not people usually don't think of this, but police aren't when it's not just a dangerous job because they might get shot by somebody, which is certainly a very real possibility. But there are other dangers in that job that are as or even more apparent to them. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the stressors of the job and trying to support the many families and issues that come up within families to keep everybody safe.
I would imagine it's not easy being, for instance, married to or the son or daughter of a police officer sometimes.
Well, you know, my grandson just became a Maryland State Trooper 2 years ago, and when he graduated, and his father is also a state trooper, he said it's a family thing, and you're right. It does take the commitment of the family to support these officers.
I understand traffic deaths are even more of a concern in many cases for police officers, and that's something people don't often think about, right?
That's correct. That is correct. Yes.
How in terms of the job that your agency does and your organization does, and when you support families and you provide for them, what typically is the biggest need that they have in terms of either material or emotional support? Which is what area do you find that is very key to this whole thing?
I really feel like the key to the whole thing is the emotional support that we can reach out and give to our families and to let them know that, you know, life does go on. We're going to help them find their way back, and we're always going to support them and always be there for them.
Imagine there's a fraternity and a sorority involved in this too, as police officers feel a part of a community that does have a kind of a mutual respect and mutual support as well. Is that the case?
And that is true. Law enforcement really is a brotherhood. No matter what kind or color your uniform that you wear, it really is a brotherhood of respect, a brotherhood of support, and just totally caring about your fellow workers.
And Sue, what else do we need to mention that I haven't asked you about that you feel we need to get out there as we tally up the year past and the commitments that police and other law enforcement have made?
Well, we have to be just so very thankful for the law enforcement officers that have chosen this as their career. We certainly respect them, and we certainly hope that they can stay safe for the upcoming new year.